The man convicted of killing his sister-in-law and her daughter back in 1984 may finally be executed. Ron Lafferty lost his court appeal to stop his own death. His brother Dan was also convicted in the death of Brenda Lafferty and the 15-month-old little girl. In 1998, KSL's Doug Wright asked Ron if he deserved to be locked up for the deaths.
I don't deserve to be in here at all. I never should have been put here to start with.
Well, what happened? You know, we haven't really kind of dealt with that with Brendan, Erica.
Well, they obviously were killed, I guess, anyway. That's what they said. You know, they made a big enough deal out of that.
Did Dan do it?
Well, I mean, he said he did in court.
Yeah.
I mean, he went into great detail, and I'd never talked to him about it.
Doug asked Ron if he was jealous that his brother only received life in prison. Ron said no. He also said he wasn't mad that his brother confessed to the crime.
The reason I'm not upset with Dan is, number one, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, this got exactly what she asked for and exactly what she deserved. I have no bad feelings whatsoever. I don't care if Santa Claus did it. Because she was warned solemnly by myself, by my brother, and by others.
Was this a warning from God?
No, it was a warning from me. And it was a warning from Dan. To quit telling her dirty lies and get out of our lives.
Ron Lafferty, 18 years ago, chilling. Ron never told Doug where he was during the murders. Court testimony claimed Lafferty believed he was directed by God to order the deaths.